Nip outside at sunset tonight. Just look up at the sky. The full moon may look a little larger. The pre-show buzz calls it the supermoon, and NPR's Richard Harris is on the case.
All full moons are not created equal. Astronomer Andrew Fracknoy explains that's because the moon's orbit around the Earth isn't a perfect circle, it's an ellipse. And tonight, we're in luck.
We will have the moon closest to the Earth at the exact moment or within a minute or two of when it becomes full. And this has no cosmic danger or significance, but it means that the moon will be a little bit brighter and a little bit bigger in our sky.
Fracknoy, who is at Foothill College in the San Francisco Bay Area, says this supermoon is a good excuse to take a romantic stroll. And for the best Hollywood effect, head out around sunset when the moon is close to the horizon.
When you look at the moon on the horizon, especially when there are like buildings in the distance, it looks huge. And because this supermoon will be a tiny bit bigger, it's going to be an especially interesting moon illusion this Saturday night.
The moon illusion is simply a trick of the eye, but a convincing one. And beachgoers know that full tides are higher around full moons. And the supermoon does add a little bit of an extra tug, since it's a little bit closer to the Earth than usual.
But the difference between it being a little bit closer in its orbit and a little bit further is only a question of about an inch in the height of the water.
So if you were expecting a supermoon to rock your world, sorry, you'll have better luck waiting for a giant asteroid to smash into our planet. But there is a darker side to this story. Fracknoy says it used to be that events like supermoons and planetary conjunctions were 100% happy news.
But now more and more, I think partly because of tabloid television, when something is announced as happening in the sky, it leads people to be afraid. And astronomer David Morrison has coined this new phrase called cosmophobia.
Astronomers will tell you that the moon does not actually have a dark side, despite what we learned from Pink Floyd. But the human mind apparently does.
You hung the moon from a gallows in the sky.
Richard Harris, NPR News.
Doubt the light in his blue lunar eye. The shore is a parchment, the sea has no tide. Since he was taken from my...
This is NPR News.